smooth it up or clean it out.
Okay. And do you have a name, you know, the second cutting of clover grass, do you have a name for that old dead dry grass that's left on the over on the ground in the spring?
Well, you'd say, well, I didn't cut that seed crop on that clover, just left it there rot on the ground.
Okay.
And if they cut that seed crop then and to get the seed, instead of calling it a thrashing machine, they called it a clover hoe. To hoe that.
Okay.
And after this clover went through this machine, and instead of saying straw, which it wasn't straw, they called it pumice. Pumice.
Pumice.
Pumice. Pumice. Clover pumice. That's why you run this clover, seed clover through a machine that they call a hoe instead of a wheat, you know, or anything like that. They say a thrashing machine.
Yeah.
But with this clover, it's a clover hoe. And it's pumice. Instead of that, with the wheat, you'd say the straw from the threshing of the wheat. But with the clover, they'd say clover pumice. It was round and in other words, it went through a rolling process through that machine and just ground it into a pulp.
Yeah. Okay, wheat is tied up into a...
bones.
And then that's piled up into a...
shocks.
Okay. You say we raise 40... what, of wheat to an acre? 40?
40 bushels.
Okay. Sam, talking about how tall you are, you said he's not as tall as...
well...
so he isn't as tall as...
yeah, he's not as tall as John Smith or as...
or talking about yourself.
He's not as tall as I am.
Okay. Or you might say, but I'm not as tall as...
I'm not as tall as he is.
Okay. And you say, well, he can do that better than...
than I can.
Okay. And, let's say, say if there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us, we'd say, you say, what? You could say, we'll have to do it, or you could say...
yeah.
Another...
well, mostly they'd say we... in speaking of two parties like that, instead of say he and I or you and I,
okay,
that old way of saying it would be me and him.
Okay.
That's the expression you use.
Yeah. Or would me and you?
Me and you or me and him.
Okay.
Or me and her if it happened to be a girl, you know.
Okay. And, okay, so, you say, you might say, this is a job for me and him, or you might say, this is a job for...
if there's going to be more than one into it.
But suppose there are two in it. You'd say, this is a job for...
us to do.
Okay, would you say both of us or all
of us? Well, if it's just two, we'd say, we'd probably say both of us.
Okay.
If there was more than two, they'd say for us to do, and that included it. More than a couple, you see.
Okay. If you knock at the door and they said, who's there? They know your voice, you know.
Yeah.
So you just answer, well, it's just...
it's Will and Will Jones or Bob Smith or something.
Or if you might say, it's... you don't give your name. They already know your...
You
just say...
oh, this is your neighbor or this is John.
Yeah, would you say it's me?
It's me, something like that.
Okay.
Ordinarily, that is it, if it's well acquainted, as you say.
Yeah.
They say, oh, it's me.
Okay. And suppose you go to the door, and you open the door, it's some man, and you open it, and you say, oh,